Chris Brown here on BuffaloBills.com, joined by Bills head coach Sean McDermott, who's got a busy week here at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. And, Coach, the first thing on the board here is what are the two or three biggest things on your to-do list in terms of what you want to get accomplished here with these prospects?
Well, it's really a getting-to-know process, and the two M's, if you will, one being mental and the other one being medical. Obviously, we can evaluate what's happening on the field, but the two things are important, really are the medical and the mental part of things as we evaluate these young men.
I know with a year on the job, you've got a far better grasp of what you have on your roster now, what you feel you might need to add, but you also have Brandon Bean with you this time around. How much of a comfort level does that provide, having Brandon with you to kind of go through this part of the process this time around?
Well, Brandon's done a phenomenal job, and there's a comfort level that I have with Brandon just from knowing him for the number of years that I have, and that comfort goes a long way in trust, and his staff have done a phenomenal job as well. And you don't often see a personnel side of things and a coaching end of things work so seamlessly like we've done and like I've watched our guys do, and so this time of year is important. The store is not closed for the off season. We've got to make sure that we stay after it, so to speak, and that it is making sure that we add the right guys at the right time.
I know the character background on a lot of these prospects is big for you. Kind of want to know what makes them tick. So does every other team, obviously. But in those formal interviews, what are you trying to drill down on and pull out of these kids when you sit down?
For the most part, Chris, what we're looking for is the mental end of things. Is not maybe the IQ score, but more so the football IQ score and the football acumen. And so we're able to watch film with these young men in a formal setting, watch how they come in, their presence, and how they're able to describe what they were doing on the football field, to see how quickly, in some ways, they would transition to our game.
And then I might be putting you on the spot a little bit here, but in your first time through it as a head coach in those formal interviews last year, was there one particular interview that maybe stood out or caught you off guard or gave you an answer you weren't expecting, but you're like, man, I really like that answer. You know, it'd be great if we can get this kid.
You know, I think just overall we were able to interview some of the players we drafted, right, and just to know what type of young men they were in a very short amount of time. I mean, it's only 15 minutes, right? But to see the young men that we were able to draft come in, have a presence about them, have poise, and then be able to describe what they were doing on the football field really spoke volumes about our draft class and then what we were able to see last year on the field for the Buffalo Bills. I think we're going to try and replicate that this year and take it again to another level.
All right, Coach, as always, thanks for the time. Good luck getting your work done this week.
I just got to ask you, Chris, how's the soccer team doing, and who's coaching the soccer team while you're here at the Combine?
Well, fortunately, we've got some good assistants on staff, and there's a game tonight, another one Friday, so hopefully we fare well. But thanks for your interest. We appreciate it. I hope your kids are doing well on the field, too. That's Bills head coach Sean McDermott here at the NFL Combine, where our Combine coverage is presented by Dunn Tire.